Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on Lipitor and Aricept, the drugs, when we come back. You know, in real estate transactions, we follow these three rules. It's called location, location, and location. Well, in criminal law, we follow three rules also when talking to the police or government agents. And that is, don't say anything, keep your mouth shut, and shut up. Knowing what to say and when to say it and what to say and what not to say and who not to say it to is summed up in this maxim of law, and that is that all of the evidence that's ever going to be used against you is going to be furnished by you. And that's why judges, in their opinions, make these kinds of short, terse statements. Listen to this first judge. He said, "Who would believe the ironic truth that the cooperative taxpayer fares much worse than the individual who relies upon his constitutional rights?" Now, that comes from U.S. versus Dickerson. Now, you know, if I said something like that, I'd be accused of being a tax protester or something, wouldn't I? Listen to the second judge. He said, "You can and must keep your mouth shut for protection under the Fifth Amendment." That comes from Belknap versus United States. Now, you know, if I said something like that, I'd be accused of obstructing justice or something on that order. Listen to the third judge. Here's what he said. He said the constitutional privilege was intended to shield the guilty and the imprudent as well as the innocent and the farsighted. That comes from Marchetti versus United States. Now, if you'd like more information about courtroom strategy and procedure, just call us here at the law school. The number 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, be sure to ask for my free general law CD package while you're at it. That's a 4-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's informative. And best of all, it's free of charge. Now, courtroom strategy and procedure is available on compact disc for adult home education. And if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. Click onto the email and just send an email request for that free general law CD package. Why don't you do it right now before you forget? Again, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. Well, if you're like I am, you read the Reader's Digest. I read Reader's Digest, National Geographic, U.S. News and World Report, Time, Newsweek, various and sundry publications, and when I do, from time to time, I come across advertisements such as Aricept or Lipitor or some of these other drugs being advertised by the major pharmaceutical manufacturing companies. And when I see the ad, I see somebody smiling and happy. Like, look at this Aricept. Here's two people on the two-page spread, and they're just laughing up a storm. And it says the number one joke teller. Now, I want to point out to you that I have 20/20 vision, and I'm reading right off the page. It's called the number one joke teller. Takes the number one prescribed Alzheimer's drug. Aricept can help slow down the progression of symptoms of Alzheimer's, such as memory loss. Ask your doctor if Aricept is right for you. And it says call 1-800-760-6029 extension 88 or visit www.aricept.com. Then in big bold letters, once a day, Aricept, and then they've got the chemical name, it's donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L-H-C-L, helping people be more like themselves longer. Aricept is indicated for mild to moderate Alzheimer's. Aricept is well tolerated, but it may not be for everyone. Some people may have nausea, diarrhea, or not sleep well, or vomit. Some people may have muscle cramps, feel very tired, or may not want to eat. In studies, these side effects were usually mild and went away over time. People at risk for stomach ulcers or who take certain other medicines should tell their doctors, because serious stomach problems such as bleeding may get worse. Some people who take Aricept may experience fainting. Please see additional important product information on the next page. All right, now there's the ad. A 2-page ad, and it's done very artfully. It's a wonderful ad. I can see every word. I can read every word. And the two people here who are laughing just make me feel like I want to laugh and take a whole bottle of Aricept. I mean, it's probably better than Jack Daniels. But remember, it said, please see additional important product information on the next page. So I turn the page, and here in front of me is a 2-page spread. Now remember, I have 20/20 vision. I don't need glasses. I don't use glasses. Now, let me hold this up under the light, and I'm sitting in my office with 2 4-tube fluorescent lights overhead and a desk lamp shining on the 2 pages, and I cannot read a single word. Not a word on these 2 pages except for. In the upper left-hand top page, I can read the word Aricept. It's in big bold letters, and all the rest of this, everything on this page, is in fine print. Now, I put my lawyer glasses on. These are my special 10-power loop glasses that fit over my head. And I pull down the visor with my magic lawyer fine print 10-power lenses, and it jumps out in front of me. Oh my God! Now, I can see and I can read all of these 2 pages, and I'm going to read them to you. Because immediately when I saw these 2 pages that I couldn't read with 20/20 vision, you know what I thought immediately? While the advertiser, now let me look at who this advertiser is here. On these 2 pages, it does not tell you who the company is, but over here on the fine print, bottom of the page, it says EISAL Incorporated. Aricept is a registered trademark of Eisel Company Limited. Then it's got Pfizer Neuroscience, Pfizer, U.S. Pharmaceuticals, New York, New York. Ah, so evidently, this is by prescription only. This is from the Pfizer company. And they have Eisel Incorporated in Teaneck, New Jersey. I guess that's Teaneck. Now, let me tell you. With my 10-power loop, I can barely make out the word Teaneck, New Jersey, 67666. It's 07. I'm sorry, 07666. I mean, that's really fine. Now, this must mean, then, that these people are very ecologically minded. And the reason that they have put all of this information on this 2-page spread in the Reader's Digest in fine print is because if they were to print it in large print, it might take 4, 6, or 8 pages. And that would mean that we would have to cut down more trees to make more paper. But by putting this print very fine, we won't have to cut down more trees. Or it could be that it's in very fine print because they don't want us to read this information. Well, if they didn't want us to read this information, then why even print it? Why not just withhold it from us altogether? Just let us see the first 2 pages that we can read, and then eliminate the two pages that we cannot read. Ah, there's a very important legal reason. You see, it has to do with product liability. If I sell you something and it harms you in some way, you'd have an action against me. You could sue me for the damage that it causes. But if I tell you in advance that this product may kill you, and you take the product, and indeed you do die, it's like cigarettes. You know, I put on the package, listen, this product is hazardous to your health and may give you lung cancer. You smoke the cigarette, you die from lung cancer, and I say, see, well, I told him it was bad for him, but he didn't listen, and he went ahead and he took it anyway. Now, these people want to sell you this Aricept. I mean, they're not buying 4 pages of advertising space in the Reader's Digest because they don't want to sell you something. They don't want to make some money. And they're not spending this kind of money. Now, I don't know what they pay for this, but I'll guarantee it's $100,000 a page. So that's $400,000, and hell, it might be $1 million a page. Reader's Digest goes out all over the world in 20 or 30 languages, and they talk to 13, 15, 20 million people. I don't know how many people they're talking to, but when you buy mass media coverage like that, you pay through the yin-yang. And I would guesstimate that this is several million dollars, but I know, $500,000 bucks, easy. Now, I looked at this fine print, and I said, gee, I wonder if the average Joe six-pack truck driver, carpenter, plumber, or electrician has ever read this. I don't know if you're taking Aricept or not. It's for people that have a bad memory, so probably most of you people listening aren't paying attention. You're not reading this. Let me ask you this. How many of you people listening to me right now, you've seen these ads, you've seen this fine print. How many of you have ever taken the time to read this? First of all, I would bet you that none of you people listening to me has ever read this Aricept advertising warning, which is on the 2 pages of fine print. So I thought, well, gosh, why don't I just read to you what these people are telling us? They're not hiding it. They're telling us. All right? Let's take a look here at what they're telling us. It says Aricept. Brief summary. See the package insert for full prescription information. Now let me describe to you how this is laid out. You notice how in most writing in a newspaper is put into a column. So it's very short and your eyes can travel from left to right for a short column and you can read across very rapidly and then read down the column very rapidly. This isn't done in columns. It's done from one side to the other. I mean, you read from the left side of the page to the right. It's in fine print, and it goes all the way across the page in one great big long line. And by the time you read down here about 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, it becomes exceedingly difficult for you to leave the last word on the right-hand column and then go back with your eyes to the left-hand side of the page and then pick up the next line down. I mean, it's extremely difficult. And I'm a very practiced reader. I read hundreds of pages a week, hundreds of pages of material a week, probably in the neighborhood of 50 to 100 pages a day. I'm a practiced reader. I read a lot of material. And I can tell you from my experience that this is some of the most difficult reading that I have ever encountered in my life. I mean, it is hard to read. So what you have to do with a case like this is you reach in your drawer and you pull out a 3x5 card, or in this case I think it's about 4x6, and you put the card down on the page so that you can put just one line above the card, and then you can read other adverse events observed during clinical trials, Aricept. trademark has been administered to over 1,700 individuals during clinical trials worldwide. Approximately 1,200 of these patients have been treated for at least 3 months or more than 1,000 patients have been treated for at least 6 months. Controlled and uncontrolled trials in the United States include approximately 900 patients. In regards to the highest dose of 10 milligrams a day, this population includes 650 patients treated for 3 months, 475 patients treated for 6 months, 116 patients treated for over 1 year, and the range of patient exposure is from 1 to 1,214 days. Treatment emergent signs and symptoms that occurred during 3 controlled clinical trials and 2 open-label trials in the United States were recorded as adverse events by the clinical investigators using terminology of their own choosing. To provide an overall estimate of the proportion of individuals having similar types of events, the events were grouped into a smaller number of standardized categories using a modified COSTART dictionary, and event frequencies were calculated across all studies. These categories are used in the listing below. The frequencies represent the proportion of 900 patients from these trials who experienced that event while receiving Aricept. All adverse events occurred at least twice are included, except for those already listed in tables 2 or 3, COSTART terms, too general to be informative, or events less likely to be drug-caused. Events are classified by body system and listed using the following definitions. Frequent adverse events are those occurring in at least 1% or 1/100th of patients. Infrequent adverse events, those occurring in 1/100th to 1/1000th patients. These adverse events are not necessarily related to Aricept treatment, and in most cases were observed at a similar frequency in placebo-treated patients in the controlled studies. No important additional adverse events were seen in studies conducted outside the United States. Now, they start off here with your body as a whole. They go down to your cardiovascular system, digestive system, endocrine system, hemic and lymphatic system, musculoskeletal system, metabolic and nutritional disorders, your nervous system, respiratory system, skin and appendages, special senses, urogenital system, post-introduction reports, and then overdosage. Now, I'm going to describe for you, and you can see this in your own Reader's Digest. I happen to pick one up here. It's the February 2005 Reader's Digest, and it has the lead article, Hidden Heart Disease, Are You at Risk? If you've got Reader's Digest, you could probably just pull it out, and you can check me out on this, see what page we're on here. By the time you get to about page 65, 66, 67, 68, and 69. 65, 66, 67, 68, along in there. These are the pages that I'm referring to. So you can find out and you can follow along with me. But I'm telling you, you're going to have special glasses, and then you've got to have a card, and then you have to be a pretty good reader. Now, I want to point one more thing out here. In the ad, and in the introduction to this study, they use pretty simple, straightforward language. In other words, I didn't have any trouble understanding the words used up to this point in time, have you? But wait until we get into the actual study itself with the adverse events. And I'm telling you, boys and girls, there are words in there that I'm not even sure are English. I've never heard them, and I've never seen them before. Many of them I can't even pronounce. So I got my trusty Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, and I brought it over to my desk so that I could translate this information. Now keep in mind, number one, it's in such fine print that with 20/20 vision you cannot read it. Second, it is in such obfuscated terms that unless you're a doctor, you can't understand it. Number three, the words used are used deliberately so that you will become discouraged in trying to read this and you'll give up and quit, which tells me that these people do not want you to know the information that they've posted here, but they've posted this information for legal reasons. It's to protect them from lawsuits from you if you take this product and you injure yourself in the process. Now, they sell this product to millions of people. Millions of people buy it. Now, you have seen in the news over the past year two or three drugs that have been put on the market that they found after 6, 8, 10 years had killed a significant number of people. I made a report here on this program of one particular drug that was on the market for 10 years that had killed 50,000 people. 50,000. That's as many people as died in the Vietnam War. And you didn't know anything about that. Never heard about it. Never reported on the CBS Evening News. Furthermore, these drugs that are advertised by the Pfizer and Merck's and the various and sundry drug manufacturing companies, the legal drug companies, remember, these drugs kill at least 130,000 people a year here in the United States. Now, I don't know how many people they kill around the world, because America is probably the most over-medicated and over-drugged country in the world. But we Americans die at the rate, this is the low end, 130,000 a year. That's what the government tells us. That's what the professionals tell us. Now, when we extrapolate the numbers that we get from all and various and sundry sources, we find the number is more like 250,000 to perhaps as many as 1 million people per year in the United States die from iatrogenic disease led by drugs. So I don't know if it's 1 million, I don't know if it's 500,000, I don't know if it's 250,000, but I do know it's 130,000. Because that's what they admit to. Now, people that take drugs like Aricept, Lipitor, or Plavixin, or you name it. I mean, there's 50 of these drugs out there that are being advertised, and they all tell you, go see your doctor and see if this drug is for you. And boy, I'm telling you, Americans love their drugs. We love drugs in this country so much that we even have just introduced a new compulsory Medicare prescription drug program for our seniors. I mean, we want to make sure that our drug addiction in this country is shared by everybody so that our elderly can be drugged out of their minds in the last years of their lives. So the young people are stoned on illegal drugs that they get from Joe down on the corner, and the older people, they're stoned on drugs that they get from Merck and Pfizer, and paid for, of course, by the taxpayers of the country. All right. At the top of the second page over here, let me describe the adverse events. They tell you that you could get things like headache, pain in various locations, accident, fatigue, syncope, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, anorexia, ecchymosis, weight decrease, muscle cramps, arthritis, insomnia, dizziness, depression, abnormal dreams, and then here's one, somnolence, I don't know what somnolence is, but it's a nervous system disorder. Frequent urination. And then they go on with other adverse events observed during clinical trials, which is what I just introduced to you. So let's come down here to your body as a whole. And they call this frequent, now this is what happens frequently, influenza, chest pain, toothache. Infrequently, you'll get fever, edema face, periorbital edema, hernia, hiatal, abscess, cellulitis, chills, generalized coldness, head fullness, and listlessness. In your cardiovascular season, frequently you will experience hypertension, vasodilation, atrial fibrillation, hot flashes, hypotension, and infrequently you will experience angina, pectoris, postural hypotension, myocardial infarction, AV block, first degree, congestive heart failure, arteritis, bradycardia, peripheral vascular disease, supraventricular tachycardia, deep vein thrombosis. Now that's your cardiovascular system. In your digestive system, you may frequently experience fecal incontinence. That means you poop your pants a lot. Gastrointestinal bleeding, bloating, epigastric pain, and infrequently you may experience eructation, gingivitis, increased appetite, flatulence, periodontal abscess, cholecystitis, diverticulosis, drooling, dry mouth, fever sore, gastritis, irritable colon, tongue edema, epigastric distress, gastroenteritis, increased transaminitis, hemorrhoids, ileus, whatever I-L-E-U-S is, increased thirst, jaundice, melena, polydipsia, duodenal ulcer, or stomach ulcer. In your endocrine system, you may experience infrequent diabetes mellitus or goiter. In your hemic and lymphatic system, you may infrequently encounter anemia, thrombocythemia, thrombotropinia, eosinophilia, erythrocytopenia, whatever those are, that's what you may suffer from. And then in your metabolic and nutritional disorders, you may have frequent dehydration, infrequent gout, hypokalemia, increased creatine kinase, hyperglycemia, weight increase, increased lactate dehydrogenase, and in your musculoskeletal system, you may suffer from bone fracture, infrequent muscle weakness, muscle fasciculation, and in your nervous system, you may suffer from frequent delusions, tremor, irritability, parathesia, aggression, vertigo, ataxia, increased libido, restlessness, abnormal crying, nervousness, aphasia, and infrequently you may suffer from cerebrovascular accident, intracranial hemorrhage, transient ischemic attack, whatever an ischemic, ischemic attack, emotional liability, neuralgia, coldness, muscle spasm, dysphoria, gait abnormality, hypertonia, hypokinesia, neurodermatitis, numbness, paranoia, dysenthesia, dysphagia, hostility, decreased libido, melancholia, emotional withdrawal, nystagmus, pacing, and in your respiratory system, you may frequently experience dyspnea, sore throat, bronchitis. Infrequently, you may have epistaxis, postnasal drip, pneumonia, hyperventilation, pulmonary congestion, wheezing, hypoxia, pharyngitis, pleurisy, pulmonary collapse, sleep apnea, snoring, and in your skin and appendages you may experience frequent pruritus, diaphoresis, Artacaria, and infrequently, dermatitis, erythema, skin discoloration, hyperkeratosis, alopecia, fungal dermatitis, herpes zoster, hirsutism, HIRSUTISM, skin striae, night sweats, skin ulcer, and in your special senses you may have cataract, eye irritation, blurred vision, dry eyes, glaucoma, earache, tinnitus, blepharitis, decreased hearing, retinal hemorrhage, otitis externa, otitis media, bad taste, conjunctival hemorrhage, ear buzzing, motion sickness, spots before your eyes, and in your urogenital system you may have frequent urinary incontinence, nocturia, dysuria, hematuria, urinary urgency, metrorrhagia, whatever that is, cystitis, enuresis, prostate hypertrophy, pyelonephritis, inability to empty bladder, breast fibrodenosis, fibrocystic breast, mastitis, pyuria, renal failure, vaginitis. I didn't count how many that is, boys and girls, but I would venture a guess to say that there's 100 there. 100 side effects from a drug that they're trying to persuade you to take. Now, I'm not trying to dissuade you. I mean, if you want to buy Aricept and there's 100 side effects, put another way, if I invited you over for dinner and I said, I put in a couple of tablets of Aricept and I just blended it right into the gravy that you're going to put on your mashed potatoes. And here is the list of things that it may do to you. Would you want to eat my gravy? And keep in mind, if I invited you over, the gravy's free. You got to buy this stuff and pay for it. Now, there's more to come, so don't go away. I've got to give you a reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and worldwide over the Internet. For more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website. It's georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, just go to the homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. Now, the law, our website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and it can be accessed through the website, again, at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, 7 days a week. Now, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the law school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that the authors or publications that we endorse or recommend are going to reciprocate. Most of the authors and publications that we cite on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. These opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call the law school direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. That's Aricept. Let's take a look at one more. It's called Nexium, isn't it? No, Lipitor. This one comes from Park Davis, Pfizer, a Warner-Lambert division. Evidently, there's some licensing agreement between these two companies, or one owns the other. This is the August 2000 Reader's Digest, Dancing with Dolphins. I just picked up a handful of Reader's Digest and started flipping through them, and here comes Lipitor. Now, it says here, if you're trying to lower your cholesterol, but your numbers still come up high, and they've got a couple of dice here. It says 290, 150, 180, 220, 165. Ask your doctor for the lowdown on Lipitor. Take your bad cholesterol numbers to new lows. Lipitor, in combination with diet and exercise, was proven in clinical studies to reduce LDL, that's your bad cholesterol, by 39 to 60%. See the chart at the right. Lipitor also significantly lowers total cholesterol and triglycerides while using, or rising rather, HDL, that's your good cholesterol, and Lipitor is taken only once a day, at any time of day, with or without food. Only your doctor or healthcare provider knows if Lipitor is right for you. Some people should not take Lipitor, including those with liver disease or possible liver problems, women who are nursing, pregnant, or who may become pregnant, or people who are allergic to any of the ingredients in Lipitor. It's important to tell your doctor about any medications that you are currently taking to avoid possible serious drug interactions, and your doctor may perform simple blood tests to monitor liver function before and during treatment. Lipitor is generally well tolerated. Side effects are usually mild and temporary in clinical studies. Less than 2% of patients had to stop taking Lipitor because of adverse effects. If you take Lipitor, tell your doctor about any unusual muscle pain or weakness, as this could be a sign of serious side effects. Today, Lipitor is prescribed more than any other cholesterol medication. Over 4 million people have started using Lipitor to lower their cholesterol. For more information about Lipitor, please ask your doctor or pharmacist. Information about Lipitor and a free brochure are also available by calling toll-free 1-888-LIPITOR or visit our website at www.lipitor.com. Lipitor, the lower numbers you're looking for. All right, I want to point out to you that that's a two-page spread and that I could read all of it with my 20/20 vision, without any glasses, without any help whatsoever. Now, I'm flipping the page and I have a two-page spread of fine print. Let's see how much of this I can read. In the upper left-hand corner, I can read Lipitor, brief summary of prescribing information. And then it says contraindications. And on the rest of the left-hand page, I can't read anything. Over on the right-hand page, I can read Pfizer at the bottom. I can read Park Davis. I can see Park Davis, Pfizer Incorporated, New York, New York, 18017. And they have some bold print that I can read. Body as a whole, digestive system, respiratory system. And the rest of it I cannot read with my 20/20 vision. Ah, but I'll fool these suckers. I have my lawyer's 10 power fine print contract loop lens that I pulled down in front of my eyes, and presto, I can read every word of the fine print on two pages. And I want to point out here that on the right-hand page, it says adverse events in placebo-controlled studies in the percent of patients in the body system, body as a whole, digestive system, respiratory system, skin and appendages, and your musculoskeletal system. All right, you ready for this? Here's what you can expect. In your body as a whole, infection, headache, accidental injury, flu syndrome, abdominal pain, back pain, allergic reaction, asthenia. In your digestive system, you can expect constipation, diarrhea, dyspepsia, flatulence, sinusitis, I guess that is, and pharyngitis, skin and appendages, rash, muscular skeleton system, arthralgia, and myalgia. Now, these people claim that they're selling, of these two drugs here, they're claiming that they're selling millions of prescriptions. It's their numbers, millions. They don't say how many millions. So let's just take 1 million. I'm going to plug 1 million into my super sharp EL1197G3 Texas Instrument calculator. And I'm just going to multiply that times 0.02, and that's 20,000 people. 20,000 people who suffer from these kinds of side effects have to discontinue the use of the product. Now, notice that they're telling you very plainly here that these are the side effects. Notice that they tell you very plainly here, Lipitor may not be for you. If you buy Lipitor, if your doctor prescribes it and you stick it in your mouth and it kills you, or it gives you some kind of a debilitating disease, or you become comatose or whatever, you don't have any legal comeback against Park Davis or Pfizer. They've given you full disclosure. You couldn't read it. You haven't read it. You're relying upon your doctor, and I'll guarantee you, no doctor's ever read this either. Doctors aren't reading that fine print. Now, we hope that the doctor, when he gets this information, it's in great big print, and there's several pages, and they didn't try to save any trees, and that your doctor is fully informed as to the side effects of this stuff, and that your doctor remembers to ask you what drugs you're on so that he can cross-reference the drugs that you're taking with this Lipitor to see if there's any adverse drug reaction between the 2, 3, 5, or 7 drugs that you're taking. And by the way, millions of people are taking 6 drugs or more. Millions of people take 6 drugs. I forgot the other day I saw some numbers. I think I cited this to you. It's in percentages, it's around, it's not half, but it's around 40% of Americans are on some kind of a prescription drug. And then when you get to be 65 years or older, it's more than half of the older people, 65 or older, that are on 3 drugs. And then it drops off to around 25 or 30% of people 65 or older that are on 6 drugs or more. Boys and girls, have you got any idea what 6 drugs in combination do to your body? Do you think anybody's ever done any studies to find out? What if you're taking Aricept and Lipitor and 3 or 4 of these other drugs over here, what kind of a combination is that? What does that do? Now get this. Illegal drugs, that's heroin and cocaine and methamphetamines and all these illegal drugs, kill 6,000 Americans every year. 6,000 Americans a year. The United States government spends billions of dollars a year. That's B with a boy, billions. A billion is 1,000,000,000, and we spend many billions of dollars a year to combat illegal drugs, to protect, to save, to keep you from buying, using, taking, and being injured by cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, or weed, grass, what they call it, whatever you call it, marijuana, dope. And the legal drug companies like Park Davis and Pfizer and Merck and the rest of them, they kill 130,000 that they admit to every year with prescriptions like this that are administered and given to you by your doctor. These are called legal drugs. Boys and girls, your chances of being killed by one of these legal drugs is a whole lot greater than it is by dying or being killed by these illegal drugs that you buy from Joe down on the street corner. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Now, Joe down on the street corner, he doesn't warranty or guarantee his product at all. He doesn't tell you that, you know, you may sue me if this crack cocaine isn't of a certain purity or something like that. And these drug companies, you know, they get real excited and they say, well, we can't tell what the purity of this drug is. Huh? And they pretend like they're just real concerned about your health, safety, and welfare when they say, we can't allow drugs to be purchased in Mexico or Canada and consumed by Americans because we don't know what the purity of these drugs are. And we're just real concerned about the health, safety, and welfare of the people of America. What a crock of crap. They're concerned about the profitability. You can buy the same drug, you know, I don't know what this Lipitor costs, but if you bought this down in Tijuana, Mexico, it'd cost you one-tenth what it costs in San Diego. If you buy it out of Canada, it costs half as much. And Americans go across both borders, and Americans try to buy these drugs by buying them in generic brands or by buying them overseas and shipping them in. And the drug companies are working as hard as they can to shut off those supplies so that you have to pay full bore retail plus 10 to buy them here in the United States. That ought to tell you something about the honesty, the integrity, the morality, and the ethics of the drug industry. They are wicked and evil beyond description. And that's why the Bible calls this drug taking a witch's brew. It is witchcraft, punishable by death. It's a capital felony. But there's more to it than that. Let me flip down my lawyer's 10-power fine print loop so that I can give you some more information here on this drug called Lipitor. It has warnings, liver dysfunction, HMG, COA, reductase inhibitors, like some other lipid-lowering therapies, have been associated with biochemical abnormalities of liver function. Persistent elevations, three times the upper limit of normal ULN, occurring on two or more occasions in serum, I don't know what this word is, let me guess at it, transaminases. You ever heard that word before? Hang on. Let me see if I can get the static up. There, it's better. Now, this entire two-page spread is filled with words like this. Persistent elevations of serum transaminases, T-R-A-N-S-A-M-I-N-A-S-E-S, which none of us understands, and we would have to go get a dictionary to translate that word. And then they go on to say it occurred in 0.7% of patients who received, now here's another word, atorvastatin, A-T-O-R-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N. I suppose that's a drug name, some kind of a chemical name. And if I was a druggist, I could probably pronounce it. But remember, this drug isn't being sold to druggists and doctors. It's being sold to housewives and carpenters and plumbers and electricians. This ad isn't aimed at your doctor. This ad is aimed at you. And then they tell you to turn the page and then read about these warnings, which is in fine print that if you've got 20/20 vision, you can't read. And if you do get your 10-power loop out, you can't understand the words that are on the page. Now, doesn't that tell you that they don't want you to know or understand the danger that you're in when you're taking these drugs? You know, you don't have to be exactly a Rhodes Scholar to figure this out. We come over here and we take a look at CNS toxicity. It says brain hemorrhage was seen in a female dog treated for 3 months at 120 milligrams. A brain hemorrhage and optic nerve vasolocation were seen in another female dog that was sacrificed in moribund condition after 11 weeks of escalating doses up to 280 milligrams a day. The 120 milligram dose resulted in a systemic exposure approximately 16 times the hemoplasma area under the curve for 24 hours based on the maximum human dose of 80 milligrams a day. A single tonic convulsion was seen in each of two male dogs, one treated at 10 milligrams a day and one at 120 milligrams in a two-year study. Now, what they're describing here, they fed this drug to dogs. And these are the adverse reactions that they're getting out of these animal subjects that they're giving this drug called Lipitor to. Hey, excuse me, boys and girls, but if you feed something to your dog, you know, let's just take an example here. Let's suppose that we've got a jar of food here on our pantry shelf, and we pull it off the pantry shelf, and we look at it, and we say, gosh, there's some fungus or some mold on the top of it. Maybe this isn't too good. So we take it out, and we feed it to the dog. Now, the dog eats this stuff, and the dog goes into fits and falls over dead. Would you then conclude that this is the kind of stuff that you'd like to be putting in your gravy or serving on your table? You know, I think our common sense would say, if we had something and we fed it to the dog and it made the dog sick, we probably wouldn't want to eat that. Now, here's this Lipitor, and they're feeding it to the dogs, and in fine print that you can't read without these special glasses, where it says CNS toxicity, brain hemorrhage was seen in a female dog treated for 3 months at 120 milligrams a day. Then brain hemorrhage. Now, brain hemorrhage, that hemorrhage is a bleeding. You've got bleeding in the brain. Do you suppose that maybe you could get some bleeding in your brain from Lipitor? Well, that's what they say happened when they fed it to dogs. And they're reporting it to you. You know, if I fed my dog something and it made my dog sick or the dog died, I wouldn't eat it. I'd stay away from it. I'd say that stuff has got bubonic plague or something. But you know, Americans, they don't read these warnings. They don't know because they haven't seen it. And we believe in our doctors. They're like gods to us. We go down to the temple, that's the hospital, and we do obeisance there at the hospital. The doctor ordered me to do this or that. God, you talk about a slave relationship with a doctor. Hey, the doctor ordered me. And you notice this is a guardian ward relationship in which they tell you plainly, go to your doctor. This isn't for everybody. It's just for a select few. A select few that have more blood in their brains than most dogs, because you're probably going to lose a little through hemorrhaging when you take this drug. You know, I'm just covering, boys and girls, just skimming the surface of these ads. I mean, you know, if you wanted me to, I could sit here and put on 4 or 5 programs. If you could stand the boredom and the tediousness of listening to this kind of diatribe, I mean, I could read it to you. You could read it for yourself. But you're going to have special magnifying glasses to do it. So you go to your local... coin store and tell them that you'd like to get a pair of glasses or have them order it from you out of the catalog that you put on your head, kind of like the doctor, you know. He wears this band around his head, and it's got this light in it. Well, I've got this band that goes around my head, and it's got these glasses that come down in front of my eyes, and then I can read fine print. And then you, too, can read. And if you get your dictionary, you can translate this. Most people don't. Most people won't. Most people can't. But every one of these drugs that you see advertised have these kinds of warnings. And when you see fine print, it should be a warning to you. Don't buy it. Well, we're about out of time, boys and girls. We got to leave it right there. So let me sign off by warning you, by advising you that you've been listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals by pre-arrangement. The Law Hour is carried worldwide on the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. I got to leave it right there, but we'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, and good night, friends.